Let's see. What time is it? I know the show starts pretty soon. Wait a second. It's already 8 o'clock? Oh, welcome to a Manic Monday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's me. It's you. Out there floating around somewhere in the universe is Scott Giese. He has a day off today. He will be back full throttle, ready and raring to go tomorrow. In the meantime, we forage on without Mr. Giese, and you could help the big show by giving us a ring at 814-954-7266. Lots to get into. Another beautiful morning here in the Valley of Happiness. Nice stretch of weather we are having. We will be talking with Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, in the final segment of this morning's big show. And always look forward to that discussion. You never know exactly what all we may get into with Mr. Bastardi. Certainly lots on the weather front, but occasionally we dive into some other things, including, I know you'll be stunned, Penn State wrestling. Man, lots of directions we can go. I'm just going to start. It was a wonderful weekend for yours truly. For those that are old timers and still trying to get my head around the fact that I'm an old timer, but we had a great time down at, well, it's Crowbar to us, Stage West in State College. It's still Crowbar in many of our minds, but Velveeta with the 30th anniversary performance on Saturday night, and I think a good time was had by all. Had a chance to catch up with some old friends, ran into a couple of people unexpectedly, which was wonderful catching up, and met a couple of new friends as well over the course of the evening. So very good time had there. Went out to Whipple Dam yesterday with the kiddo and did some canoeing, did some paddle boarding, did some swimming around, and just a very good time had out there as well. And just it was just one of those weekends where it's, that was just nice. That was fun. Got over to Welsh Pool for a little while on Saturday afternoon. Just a very, very good weekend. A lot of it spent outdoors, which it was a good weekend to be outdoors. And, it was a regenerating type of weekend. So, all right, yep, now we're ready to go. Ready to get back into the swing of things. Football season is hurtling toward us. We'll talk about some of the weekend sports news, but we had the NFL preseason games getting underway Thursday through Saturday for all of the teams now have had their preseason schedule get underway. Steelers quarterbacks looked very good. Sans Aaron Rodgers on Saturday night against the Jaguars. Again, did not saw very little of that game, doing a lot of reading and catching up afterward, but pretty good. Again, for whatever you can take out of it, pretty good start for the Steelers, and I think a lot of individual performances to feel good about if you are a Steelers fan, which those of you who have listened to the program before probably realize I count myself as one of those. Unfortunately, also a Pirates fan, and Pirates continue to tread water under Don Kelly, and Buccos end up splitting the series with Cincinnati, which is kind of par for the course here. Again, we'll get into all of the sports stuff coming up in the second segment. The Nittany Lions, of course, closing in on the season opener August 30th against Nevada. Penn State football, not surprisingly, a big topic of discussion all over the place this past weekend. Folks are fired up, and I'm right there with you. I think this has a chance to be a really special season, obviously. A lot of high expectations, but I think they are well-earned expectations, and again, we'll just now wait and see how it all plays out. But I think the buzz is certainly there, and pretty much everywhere you go, that is. And what's fun, as we've talked about on this show, it segues into inevitably, I'm trying to think, we had probably five or six different conversations with different folks over the weekend where Penn State football came up, and almost all of them then delved into, and, man, I can hardly wait for, well, of course, they're talking to me, so it's like wrestling, but, man, I think this women's soccer team, this women's volleyball team, oh, can you believe men's hockey? It's like, it's fun. It is a fun time to be around Penn State athletics. And, again, the buzz led by football, no question. But the buzz is there for Penn State athletics as a whole. And it's fun. AP poll, I think, comes out today. Is it today or tomorrow? I think it's today. And we'll see. The Nittany Lions virtually assured to be in the top five. I've seen a couple of folks projecting that they will be number two. Most have VAP following the coaches' poll with in terms of expectation that it will be Texas 1, Ohio State 2, and then Penn State 3. Again, there's Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, Alabama getting some preseason buzz. Oregon is kind of very definitively the third team in the Big Ten, with Ohio State and Penn State expected to battle it out at the top, but Oregon a very strong and very definitive third place preseason projection in the conference. And then expectations vary widely. Illinois certainly getting a lot of preseason attention. Michigan getting a lot of preseason attention. Indiana is a really intriguing team. Nebraska is pretty intriguing as far as what kind of a move they may be able to make. Both Iowa and Minnesota, it's like, I could see one or both of them having some success, in the upcoming season. So, it'll be fun to see how it all plays out, but the Associated Press poll, will be coming out very shortly. Let's run through, today, August 11th. Good heavens. school is coming up very quickly. We are trying to jam as much in to the next couple of weeks at our house to finish up the summer strongly and then head into the school year with some renewed energy there as well. But today is sand is big today. We have National Play in the Sand Day. Fine idea. And it's also national. Actually, it's, global Kinetic Sand Day. So you can get out. I like the Kinetic Sand. Mad Turtle loves the Kinetic Sand. So We enjoy it at our house. It is also National Sons and Daughters Day. It is National... Oh, boy. People are going to have fun with this. It is National Presidential Joke Day. Depending which side of the aisle you're on, the jokes almost write themselves here. But it is National Presidential Joke Day. I think... Where do I... Yeah, these are... We may save this for a little bit later. There are some pretty good things out there on how you can observe Presidential Joke Day. And they have a few decent jokes that they share as well. We may delve into those. And it's also National Raspberry Bomb Day. So go get a raspberry bomb. I would substitute raspberry anything. I like raspberries, and this is a great time of the year to enjoy anything raspberry related. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You are live on Let's Talk.
As you probably would have guessed, Jeff, I got to be the first one in with a presidential joke. Are you ready?
I think I'm prepared.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Joe Biden. Okay, now about wrestling.
Yes.
So you're confident we're going to be top three?
Well, pretty confident.
Okay.
Top 10 for sure. Feeling really good about the chances there.
I'll tell you what, I love your broadcast. I've been following them a long time, and obviously a godsend with Kale Sanderson here. I can't, injuries happen, of course, but you've got equal chances of injuries anywhere in the country on any given day, but I can't see anybody beating us for 4, 5, 6, 7 years, baby.
Listen, you never know. I do think Oklahoma State is coming on very strongly, very quickly. There's a lot of momentum there, I think they're going to be in the mix in very short order. I will, like, Penn State is positioned for sure to be certainly in the thick of it, if not at the top for the foreseeable future. With the world we're living in, though, I will just say things can change very quick. I'm not expecting, I think Penn State will be definitively competing for titles for the foreseeable future, but again, we're just in a world where things can change very, very quickly, and you can see things pivot. But Penn State has what Kale Sanderson, Casey Cunningham, Cody Sanderson, you throw in the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club coaches, Nick Lee, the whole group. They do an exceptionally good job of everything, but one of the things they really do a great job of is keeping up on everything that is happening and kind of making sure they're ready to pivot in any direction they need in terms, whether it's, the NIL stuff, whether it's making sure the room and the facilities are what they need to be, whether it's going out and making sure they're getting the promotional stuff out there. It's just a very comprehensive operation. And so, yes, I don't foresee Penn State not being at the very least in the thick of the national title race for the foreseeable future.
Let's look about 8 years down the road. Let's groom David Taylor to come back here and Matt Rhule to come back here, and then we'll really have something.
You never know. Would not surprise me on either front.
Yeah. Matt's a great guy. I don't know if you've ever met him. But
oh, yeah.
He's done phenomenal jobs everywhere he's been, and I don't know what his secret is, but, boy, he can sure turn the tables.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. Appreciate the phone call. We're going to get into a break here. But Matt Rhule, I do think Nebraska – And I'm certainly not the only one saying this, but I think Nebraska is really poised to make a big move up in the Big Ten this season. I think when you look at the number of close games they had last year, a little more experience now at the quarterback spot with Raiola, I think that that program kind of feels like, man, we're on the cusp last year, time to cash it in this year. And I really think they have a chance to get 9 or 10 wins in the upcoming season. And certainly, if that happens, Matt Rhule is going to be one of the coaches talked about for Coach of the Year, as a Coach of the Year candidate. Of course, James Franklin has a chance to get right in that mix as well if Penn State has the type of season most around here are envisioning as well. Appreciate the phone call. Again, the phone line is opened back up at 814-954-7266. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we will check all things sports. Lots going on out there, and we'll try to get you caught up on all of it as we continue. It is our Monday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider. Only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotion and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Monday. Jeff Byers, a.k.a. Ironhead, with you until 10 o'clock this morning. And then we turn things over to some fellow by the name of Dan Patrick. And let the programming continue from there. Again, we'll open up the phone lines after this segment. This is the segment where we take a check of sports each morning. And so we do again today. And lots to get into. Of course, it's another day. It's another college football preseason award watch list mention. Friday afternoon, it came out that Penn State tight end Khalil Dinkins is a Mackey Award watch list player. The John Mackey Award presented annually to the top tight end in college football. If Dinkins wins, or for that matter, either of the other two, Luke Reynolds or Andrew Rapplier, they both probably should garner mention here as well. But that would give Penn State a second straight Mackey Award winner. Of course, Tyler Warren won the honor last year. Warren, by the way, looked pretty darn good in his debut with the Indianapolis Colts in preseason action over the weekend. Of course, Penn State, again, will open the season against Nevada at Beaver Stadium in a 3:30 kickoff. Penn State will not venture away from Beaver Stadium through that first month of the season. Their first away game won't be until October 4th when the Nittany Lions visit UCLA. So home cooking here to get the season underway for Penn State, and part of the reason why folks are very optimistic about what Penn State can do in the upcoming campaign. Congratulations going out. This was pretty cool. If you followed the Johnstown area Little League softball team. This was Cambria County's West Suburban team. They represented the Mid-Atlantic region in the Little League Softball World Series, and they won the championship. And Reagan Bills was the story of the Little League Softball World Series. She did not allow a run and pitched every inning for the West Suburban squad, again, out of the Johnstown, Pennsylvania area. Fair to say she was absolutely spectacular and the unquestioned star for the Little League World Series in softball. And again, Pennsylvania ends up winning the championship. It was a 1-0 victory in the championship game yesterday over the team from Floyd's Knobs, Indiana. It is the first win for a Pennsylvania team in the Little League Softball World Series since 1978. So this was very special stuff. Bills threw a 105-pitch complete game one-hitter with 7 strikeouts in the clinching win yesterday. She also, by the way, had a couple of hits and drove in the winning run. Other than that, she did not have much of a game in that championship. But again, she was just beyond spectacular throughout the entire tournament. So congratulations to the Pennsylvania squad from the Johnstown area, West Suburban, as they win the Little League World Series championship in softball. And again, that is really very special stuff and a lot of fun to watch. That just kind of kept picking up momentum, kept picking up fans, and it was just an absolutely spectacular run. The Little League Baseball World Series will get underway this week in South Williamsport, and looking forward to watching all of that action as well in the coming days. I believe the action gets underway on Wednesday there in South Williamsport. It should be fun. State College Spikes last night falling to the Trenton Thunder 9-5, but it was a pretty nice night at the ballpark as fans welcomed Penn State women's volleyball coach and Jimmy V Award recipient Katie Schumacher Colley as the Katie Schumacher Colley bobblehead giveaway was last night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Very good time, I think, had by all, we could safely say, despite the tough 9-5 loss for the Spikes. And State College will be back in it. Spike starter Alex Sparks taking his first loss of the season. He allowed 6 runs, 4 of which were earned over his 3 2/3 innings of work last night. And the Spikes will have today off, and then we'll open up a 6-game road trip with the first of 3 at West Virginia tomorrow night. And then after the series with the Black Bears, State College will travel to Mahoning Valley to take on those Scrappers. The Pittsburgh Pirates falling to the Cincinnati Reds 14-8. It is just interesting. You're just so used and accustomed to these low-scoring games with the Pirates, and then it seems like about once a week we just have these crazy high-scoring affairs. And yesterday was one of those. Again, the Pirates lose at 14-8 as Cincinnati comes back, takes the final 2 games of the series, and they split the 4-game set in PNC Park in Pittsburgh. For the Pirates yesterday, it was Isaiah Kiner-Falefa with 2 RBI and 3 hits, leading the offensive attack for the Buccos. As, again, Pittsburgh does fall 14-8. The Pirates, if you're keeping track, and I really don't know why you are at this point, but I am too. It's they're 51-68. That's like, you know, roughly 17 games under 500, if I'm doing the math correctly. And Scott's not here to correct me, even if I'm not. The Philadelphia Phillies, meanwhile, a big 4-2 win over the Texas Rangers. Zach Wheeler giving up a couple of earned runs, 7 strikeouts and 3 walks in 5 innings. Not one of his strongest starts of the year, but the Phillies get the 4-2 victory. And Philadelphia continues this battle with the New York Mets in the National League East. I think this is going to last all season long, but with the Phillies sweep over the weekend and the Mets continuing to struggle, that lead is now 5.5 games for Philadelphia over New York. Pirates, by the way, they're now 23 games behind the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Central, and the Buccos are now 9 games behind the fourth-place Cardinals in the National League Central. Looking at some of the other races in the National League, the Dodgers now lead the Mad Turtles' favorite team, the Padres, by just 2 games in the National League West. And then in the American League, those Toronto Blue Jays are now 4 games up on the Red Sox and 6.5 up on the New York Yankees. The Detroit Tigers are 6 games up on the Guardians in the American League Central. And in the American League West, those despised Houston Astros now have a half-game lead over the Seattle Mariners. And Cal Raleigh and company, Raleigh with another home run over the weekend. Rangers now are 6.5 behind Houston in the American League West. Yeah, fun stretch run stuff here for, you know, teams that are in the thick of it. Which the Pirates are not in Major League Baseball. And the Steelers on Saturday night taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars, a road game for the preseason opener, and the Steelers win it 31-25 and clearly set the tone for a Super Bowl winning campaign. Well, at least they look pretty good. Both Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson looked very good. Combined, the two reserve quarterbacks for the Steelers were 29 of 38 for 317 yards, 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions. That'll work. Rudolph was 9 for 10 with a touchdown and looked very effective, very solid. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers did not get any time in the preseason opener on Saturday night. But overall, again, I think Steelers feel pretty good about what they have. Caleb Johnson, the running back from Iowa, looked a lot like the Caleb Johnson that was the running back at Iowa. Did have a bad drop on a first pass that was thrown his way, but overall, solid. I think what was the stat line? I'm trying to find it here real quick. 8 carries, 20 yards, but did a good job with the blocking. And again, overall, I think the Steelers still very much like what they see there. Solid opening for whatever you can take from a preseason opener. And, again, that is the sports, but, man, folks are pumped. I'm telling you, you can just feel the energy building for Penn State football and what the upcoming season may bring. And I will say, the whiteout game is always a really tough ticket to get. But when you combine the rest of the September schedule, the fact that it is Oregon that is coming in for the whiteout, the fact that that'll be the Big Ten opener, and with all of the expectations really surrounding both programs, but especially Penn State's, it just feels like that is going to be one of the toughest tickets to get in quite some time. I know the Ohio State ticket is always tough when the Buckeyes visit here. This one may be even more difficult than that has been over the last decade or so. It is going to be highly anticipated is not a strong enough word. Also, the under 20 freestyle wrestling championships will be getting underway this coming weekend. The competition will begin on Sunday over in Bulgaria. And, of course, a lot of anticipation for that with the strong Penn State presence and the Nittany Lion wrestling season also highly anticipated. And already folks are talking about some of the things. Probably the second most talked about, at least my conversations over the weekend, besides Penn State football, was the lineup and what that lineup is going to look like, both next year and then the following year for Penn State wrestling. Folks are excited to see some of the new faces that at some point, whether it'll be this upcoming season or the following, are likely to break into that Penn State lineup. And it is, as we keep saying, it has been a fun time to be around Penn State athletics and Penn State football. Also, some sad news to pass along over the weekend. Former child actor star Jeffrey Louis Starr, best known for playing Mike Engelberg in the Bad News Bears sequels, he has passed away at the age of 61. Apparently, he passed away in late July, but it was not reported until this past weekend. But apparently, he passed away in Carbondale, Illinois, following what was reported as a serious illness. Starr played Engelberg in the last two Bad News Bears sequels, The Bad News Bears in Breaking Training and The Bad News Bears Go to Japan. Those movies were released in 1977 and 78, respectively. And again, that is a check of sports here on a gorgeous-looking Monday morning. We are back with some open phone time for the next hour or so, and then we'll check in with Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, for the final segment of today's big show. And we'll certainly talk some weather, but again, the fun of having Mr. Bastardi on is we never know exactly where else we may delve into. But that'll be in our final segment of this morning's show. We're back with more on the Monday edition of Let's Talk after this.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Monday morning. Jeff Byers with you, flying solo today. Scott Geese will be back with us tomorrow morning. And the phone line is available for your use at 814-954-7266. If you want to weigh in on anything from the weekend, the upcoming week, just something on your mind, something good that you've seen out there, we like hearing about that. Want to give kudos to somebody or an organization, that would be a wonderful use of the airwaves as well. Again, 814-954-7266 will get you into the program this morning. And every now and then, we still get the discussion on legalizing marijuana just across the board. Let's just legalize it, allow the state to tax it, regulate it, all of those things. I, for some time, believe that it is inevitable that at some point, not just Pennsylvania, but the entire country will go that direction. It has been trending that way for quite some time. I think more than half of the states, I meant to look that up actually before, and I forgot to, but I think it's over half of the states now that have, let me see if I can do a quick search of that have legalized recreational marijuana, obviously even more than that, have legalized medical marijuana. And as with everything, there are some trade-offs, and it's not that I don't think there won't be any negative effects and impacts. And I think most of the legislators we've had on are against it, primarily because they see some of the negative impacts long-term on these states where it has been legalized, although, quite frankly, I don't know that those negative effects are actually any greater than what we've seen with alcohol and the problems with alcoholism and alcohol-related crimes, you know, especially if you throw in DUI, which I don't know how you couldn't throw that in to the list of problems with alcohol. I don't know. To me, it's one of those things. It feels inevitable that at some point, maybe not real soon, but at some point, this is going to occur here in Pennsylvania. There is, I think there's a bill that either has been introduced or will be introduced once again to legalize recreational marijuana in Pennsylvania, and I think the governor has come out in support of it. And when you look at the projected revenue, it is enticing. My argument for legalizing it, and again, I'm not on my moral high horse here. It's just never been something that interested me, and so I've just never taken part in it. It just, for whatever reason, it just never held. Like, I was never even mildly interested in all it. Wonder what that would be like. And I have many friends that have. Again, I'm not on my moral high ground. It just was never something that interested me. The concern seems to be primarily that, well, if you legalize it, then basically the government is endorsing it, and then it becomes perceived as being less harmful than it actually is. The problem, from my perspective, is, well, that's already the case. I think the overwhelming majority of people in this country do not look at marijuana as any more harmful than alcohol. And I've talked to many folks that believe it is less harmful, and I think they can cite some statistics that would back up that claim. And when you look at the revenue side of it, state is always looking, government is always looking for new opportunities to cash in to get more money available for supposedly for various projects that will help the citizens of the Commonwealth here of Pennsylvania. I really do wonder how many more people would try marijuana if the state legalized it. And my contention is I don't think it's that many. There may be a few. It's like, okay, well, now that the state's legalized it, I'm okay to try it. I think the majority of folks, it's something that interests you, and like alcohol, there are many that will be able to use it and not suffer many, if any, ill repercussions from it. And there are certainly going to be plenty of people that, you know, whether it's a gateway or they just overuse marijuana itself, that's a problem. I just I really don't think it's going to be substantially worse than it is now. Now, there are both, there are statistics that will say, nope, it does make the problems worse in the states that have legalized it. And there's also a lot of anecdotal evidence when you talk about particular cities and areas where crime has gone up and just the neighborhoods, the values have decreased significantly because of, at least in part, the legalization of cannabis or marijuana. And I think at the end of the day, whether it's this year, a few years from now, it's going to be legalized. And I think most folks, again, will, it's something I was going to do anyway, so now I don't have to worry about the potential legal ramifications. And listen, there's still going to be, there are certain jobs where the testing can still occur, and you're not going to be able to certainly use it on the job, but there will be jobs where it's like, no, you can't. If it shows up in your system, that is going to be cause for us to let you go. And you can still create those rules within a workplace. So at the end of the day, I'm still in favor of it, although, like many of these things, this keeps coming up with the gambling. I know there is a strong faction out there that are really against the casino coming into the Nittany Mall, and I understand the you can call and correct me if you think I'm wrong. I think I understand the concerns. At some point, we either believe in freedom and personal choice, or we don't. And I just come down on the side of self-determination. And there's a lot of things out there that folks can get, can and do, get addicted to, and they cause real problems. I mean, I don't deny that. Alcohol, there are folks out there that it has ruined their lives, whether it's a fatal DUI accident, whether it's alcoholism itself, whether it's a night of just unbelievably poor choices as a result of being drunk, all of that. No question. But there is a reason we got together and agreed that prohibition does not work in the United States. And I would argue you could use that same logic when it comes to marijuana. The number of people that use marijuana, whether it's legal or not, and much like alcohol, again, there are people that use it and never have any real issues. And then there are people that use it and have, again, life-changing experiences. And it's the same thing with gambling. It's the same thing with smoking. It's the same thing, pornography. I mean, you go down the laundry list of things that are accessible, available, legal or not. And I just don't know how we, as a society, or certainly as a government, all right, anything that could potentially lead to any problems, well, we have people that are truly addicted to food and to unhealthy food, and, I mean, real problems, like, yes, there are many of us that we probably eat too much, we're overweight, but I mean, I'm talking about people that are bedridden because they can't get out of bed because of the amount and the type of food they eat. And again, you can add, it's just a long, long list of things that can have harmful impacts. But also, there's a lot of people that, hey, for a night out, I have a little extra money. Let's go see if we can turn it into more money. And if we don't, we still have a little fun. And there's a lot of people that can do that. And I don't, I just think as a society, we tend to come down, and I tend to come down on the side of let's try to help those that have the addiction problems, but let's not prohibit folks from having the opportunity when the majority can, in fact, do whatever activity it is, have a glass of wine, maybe smoke some marijuana on a Friday night, maybe go gamble on a Saturday night. I don't like the idea of, yep, we're just going to prohibit it because there is a segment of society that is going to be harmed by having that available to them. And again, there's no question that if the casino goes in, not if, when the casino goes in, it is going, there will be some folks whose lives are going to be negatively impacted. There is no question about that. With as readily available as gambling is now, I really don't think that we're going to see a tremendous increase. Again, do I think there will be some people that, yep, now that they have it available, they can go right down the road. Maybe they don't know how to access some of the gambling sites on their phone or whatever. Yep, but with as accessible as it is anyway, I don't think you're going to see this dramatic increase in folks who are gambling their lives away, that are, man, they just now are in debt, and otherwise, if not for the casino at the mall, that would not have happened. And I think the upside in terms of the economic impact, and listen, I don't think it's going to, with the proliferation of casinos around the Commonwealth and around the country, I get it. I don't think it's going to be, we're going to see tens of thousands of folks pouring into Happy Valley, spending all kinds of money because now there's a casino there. But do I think there are going to be some people, hey, while we're here, let's check it out. And do I think there are some people here and there, yeah, you know what, let's check out that casino in Happy Valley, spend a day there, and maybe go to a hotel for a night. Maybe check out some of the other restaurants in the area. Maybe swing by one of the bookstores and grab some Penn State clothing while we're there. Yeah. Again, I don't think it's going to be a tremendous, overwhelming impact, that part of it, to the economy. But do I think there will be more people visiting the area as a result? Yeah, I do. And like everything, you're trying to weigh the good and the bad. I think ultimately it'll be more good than bad for our area. Take a break here. You are listening to Let's Talk. It is 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. We have more open phone time rolling your way next.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. And make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Save big at head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
We have a Monday morning in play. It's Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers with you. The phone line, once again, 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266 if you wish to join the conversation this morning. All right, we've talked periodically on this program about the importance, in our opinion, Scott and I, of getting outside, getting away from electronics, just for your own mental health, your own well-being. And there is just something nice about being out, I think especially by water, but out in the woods, out in nature, breathing outdoor air, letting sunshine or even rain fall upon your face. There is something, I think, important that occurs there from a physical health and from a mental health standpoint. There is a, I think, a very disturbing study that came out. I'm trying to find who did the study. The information was printed in The Guardian, is where I found this story. But the headline of the story is Human Connection to Nature has declined 60% over 200 years, a study finds. And you read the article, and it's let me just read from the article. People's connection to nature has declined by more than 60% since 1800, almost exactly mirroring the disappearance of nature words such as river, moss, and blossom from books, according to a study. Computer modeling predicts that levels of nature connectedness will continue to decline unless there are far-reaching policy and societal changes, with introducing children to nature at a young age and radically greening urban environments the most effective interventions. The study, conducted by Miles Richardson, he is a professor of nature connectedness. Professor of Nature Connectedness. At the University of Derby, he tracks the loss of nature from people's lives and has done so by using data on urbanization, the loss of wildlife in neighborhoods, and parents no longer passing on engagement with nature to their children. In the research published in the journal Earth, Richardson identified the disappearance of natural words from books between 1800 and 2020, which peaked at 60.6% decline in 1990. The modeling predicts an ongoing extinction of experience, with future generations continuing to lose an awareness of nature because it is not present in increasingly built-up neighborhoods, while parents no longer pass on an orientation toward the natural world. Other studies have found parental nature connectedness is the strongest predictor of whether a child will become close to nature. With any of these types of stories, I understand the risk of, all right, well, you do this and that solves that. And I'm not saying that, boy, if we just had kids spend a little more time outside, all of the other mental health and physical issues would go away. But I'm here to tell you, I think it would help. I really do. Because it's twofold. And this study, it may go into more on this in the actual study. The article I read, it didn't really go into detail on... Again, I was looking a lot at the words and the amount of discussion surrounding nature. And so I think it's kind of threefold here. One is, yes, I do think it would help tremendously, actually, on both the physical and the mental health side of things, if young people got outdoors more often than they do. Now, I'm going to add to that while you're outdoors, you're not on your phone. Like, it's one thing to be outside, but if you're outside walking around, now, physically, I guess you're getting a little healthy walk. That's better than just sitting. But if you're walking around or you're, even worse, just sitting on your phone and you're sitting outside, again, probably still a little better for you than sitting on your phone inside. But I'm saying, like, actually be away from the electronics for a little while you're outside. And yes, be active, be playing, use your imagination, or just, again, play outdoor games and activities. So I think that gets you moving. That's a good thing. Gets you outside and with nature to whatever degree you can. Even better, again, to me, if you're out in the woods and by a river or a pond or a lake or anything like that, I think that's even better. But being away from the social media component and being physically active, and again, it doesn't have to be running around, jumping up and down, just walking, that's cool, and just kind of having a little bit of appreciation. Man, this is beautiful out here. Wow, I wonder what kind of a tree that is. Oh, look at that bright flower. Like, I think that, like, satisfying some curiosity on that end of things, I do think would go a long way toward helping both the mental and the physical health. Now, I will say, as we often say, we are blessed to live where we do, and for a lot of different reasons. One of which is, I do think kids in our area, generally speaking, are outdoors, and appreciate the outdoors more than kids in a lot of other areas of the country. I see a lot of kids outdoors in our neighborhood, riding their bikes around, running around, playing basketball in driveways, throwing footballs around. So I think, again, we were out at Whipple Dam yesterday, bunch of families out there enjoying the afternoon. So I think between all of the recreational areas we have, the opportunities you have to enjoy outdoor events, whether it's sporting events or some of the events we've been talking about that bring folks into Happy Valley. Again, a lot of them are outdoors. And I think just the opportunity within 10 miles of just about anywhere in Center County, you can go to a stream or a lake and be out in the woods, be out in nature. So I do think we have an advantage locally that a majority of families, I think, take advantage of. And we have some very active outdoor communities here, biking communities, running communities. Our kiddo is very active in scouting. Scouting seems to be good in this area. But it's one of those things, developing those habits early on, it is so crucial. If you're not getting your kids outside at an early age, it is much more difficult to create that appreciation later in life because you get accustomed to what you get accustomed to, right? And so if you're, then the bugs become more irritating. We used to be a fresh air family. Caller, hang on, I'm coming right to you. But we used to, when I was a kid, we were a fresh air family, so we would have kids in from the, from New York City and expose them to life in our area. And there were some pretty amusing stories over the years with that. But I do think getting that opportunity to experience kind of a rural life, even if you're in an urban area. I just think it's important, because if you don't get acclimated to that, then being outdoors, it's like, oh, what are these crickets? That sound can be irritating. The bugs can be irritating even if you are used to the outdoors, but even more so. So I think getting into those, in my opinion, good habits, good practices early, just crucial for life later for folks as well. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, it's a great conversation. I think it's kind of a mixed bag of how you approach it, though. So I'm one of those fresh air kids, and when I lived in the city, I really had a strong desire to get out and get into the woods. And through scouting, I was in the woods camping every month of the year. And then in the summer, up to 2 weeks at a time. When I moved to State College, I had that same green mountain in my backyard in my window all day long. I haven't camped since I left the city. But on the other hand, I worked in 1,000-acre crop fields. Actually, the crop environment is very different than a woodland environment.
For sure.
When I first came up here, the folks in ag had their camps, and they used them just as much in the summer to escape the heat. But I wanted to call your attention to some of the, I don't know how they do it, if it's biometrics, just geometric configurations, but there are apps out there that connect to your camera on your phone. And with high fidelity, they can identify plants and snails and bugs and birds. And they can even record on your phone. If you have a sound recording, you can actually identify bird calls. I think it's an exciting time to become a naturalist. We had to do all that sort of thing with sweep nets and sitting on a stool in a hot meadow all day long and count bugs and birds among a transect.
Yep.
It just seems to me we could ask all the same questions that have been asked by naturalists over the past 500 years. But with our technology, man, we could probably fill in a lot of gaps. But then again, you know, you got to have young people interested in doing this sort of thing. I don't know. I've always enjoyed it. I encourage any young people to not necessarily leave their phone at home, but, you know, if you're going to take it with you, use the apps to identify things. And then you can... I guess you could get into research groups. You can share your geopositioning and where you identified a bird, and you can build a database within a group. So it's pretty exciting stuff, actually.
Yeah, and actually, there's geocaches, right? Where you can, like those things are great. Just in terms of getting people interested in being outdoors. And again, if you have a goal or, you know, you're trying to find something specific, that's fine. Again, the end result is you're outside and you're exploring. Right.
I encourage all my scouts to take their parents and the scoutmasters to Gettysburg and do that orienteering course the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
And then use some of the technology.
Yes.
But, yeah, I remember that was a hot course.
Yeah, that would be. But a lot of fun, I would think, at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's a great way to get a big chunk of history, because, you know, all the states have monuments throughout the cemetery, memorial. It's a great way to learn history. I like the cache idea. I just don't get it. I never could get the idea of sitting anywhere for hours on end unless I was getting paid to do it and crunch numbers. But As entertainment, nah, I still got to get mobile. All right, I'll make room for Mr. Bastardi.
Yes, we're looking forward to that discussion. Thank you for the call, as always, Jim. Again, phone line is, we'll open it back up. We'll take a break here so we actually try to stay on schedule, a rarity around here. And then Joe Bastardi will join us for the last segment. So we have one last open phone segment after this timeout as we continue. It is a Monday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.com? Info. When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon you'll be a 98.7 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-On, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Monday. Jeff Ayers with you. You can call me Ironhead, and you can call me at 814-954-7266 for one final segment this morning. After this segment, Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, will join us for the final segment of today's show. We'll talk all things weather, and again, you never know exactly what else we may get into. Always fun to talk with Joe, and that'll be the final segment of today's show. Petunia, we think you're adorable. Petunia, a rescue dog from California, was crowned the 2025 winner. Do you call them a winner? Of the World's Ugliest Dog Contest. This was at the end of last week. This was at the Sonoma Marin Fair. And Shannon Nyman is the proud owner of Petunia. She claimed the top prize of $5,000 in the now almost 50-year-old competition that celebrates, we'll call them, unconventional-looking canines. I actually don't think Petunia is all that ugly. She's an adorable little mutt. I don't know. I guess beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Anyway, Petunia is the winner. I don't know if it's really winner. We were watching a competition over the weekend. Have any of you seen this? Is it World's? I think World's Greatest Chef, but they have the, I don't know if you call it a spinoff or a rendition of it, which is the World's Worst Chef. And they, it was actually pretty amusing. The Mad Turtle, I don't know how he found out about it, but he's like, yeah, we gotta watch this. He's somehow heard about it. And they watch, the Mad Turtle and, my lovely wife do enjoy the cooking shows. And so this show, though, they take, I think they had 30 or 40 nominees, and it was like friends or family members could nominate individuals as, the worst chefs. And so these folks would cook up a little something for these two master chefs. The master chefs are like, you've got to be kidding me. Nobody could possibly eat this stuff. And the one guy, the one that stands out for whatever reason, and there were certainly worse things being done, but the guy was cutting off the tips of the asparagus and cooking up the stem. And he's throwing away the asparagus tips, like the top half. And I'm like, wait, what are you doing, dude? Like, that one just stood out. But it was a whole variety of people that were just, they were awful. It would be hard to imagine somebody intentionally trying to create something awful doing any better than what these folks did. But the way they did the competition was they presented it as, hey, the top six, top 12 ultimately would get through to the next round. But what was actually happening is the worst six were selected, well, the worst 12, six each, were selected by one chef and thrown on the other chef's team. It's like, yeah, there's no way. And then it was a competition. All right, who can actually create good dishes? But to get the worst of the worst, the chefs were trying these, or in some cases, they didn't even try. They looked at the dish, and it's like, okay, that just looks, smells awful. You go on the other chef's team. So the two chefs, I don't even know if we got through. I think there might be another show to go, at least in terms of our viewing it. But Oh, it was some awful stuff. So it's one of those things. Do you want to win? And it was kind of funny. Some of the people were like, yay, I'm glad I was chosen. But wait, that means I'm really one of the worst folks here. It's like, well, yeah, you're a winner by being the worst. Kind of world's ugliest dog type of competition is you win. Wait a second. Is that really something you want to win? But, boy, there's a lot of... A lot of different shows out there. And something that appeals, I suppose, to just about everybody. We love sunflowers at our house as well. This was a story that got my attention over the weekend. An Indiana man, not Indiana, Pennsylvania, the state of Indiana. This was... Was it Fort Wayne? Yes, Fort Wayne, Indiana. A resident there... grew what is now the world record holder for tallest sunflower. Now, we have some pretty tall sunflowers in our area. Again, our family loves sunflowers. My wife is enamored by sunflowers. When we see a sunflower field, we stop over. Now, the kiddo loves the sunflower seeds. Kind of a rite of passage, I suppose, with baseball. So we have tried all kinds of sunflower seed flavors and techniques and all of that. All fun. But this Indiana man, Fort Wayne resident Alex Babich, has grown a sunflower that stands 30 feet, 7 inches tall. That is absurd. And that is now, I guess it's unofficially the world record. I don't know how you get... official. The previous, he shattered the U.S. record. The U.S. record had been 26 feet, 8 inches. Again, this one was 30 feet, 7 inches tall. The Guinness World Record is 30 feet, 1 inch. So I'm not sure why this is not officially now the tallest. Maybe the world, the Guinness folks still need to, if I had read further down, that is all that needs to happen. The Guinness World Record folks need to get out there and officially measure it. And then once that happens, I guess this officially becomes the world's tallest sunflower. 30 feet, 7 inches. So if you're looking to get into the record books and you have sunflowers. That's something I guess you can shoot for now. That is one tall sunflower, though. I'm trying to think. I don't know that I've seen one. I'm trying to think. I've seen them over my head by a little. I don't know that I've seen even like 10 feet. That 30 feet just seems a little absurd at the end of the day. Again, phone line open 814-954-7266 if you wish to join the conversation. If you have a world record that you're pursuing, we're all ears this morning. Couple of local notes. We do have Ag Progress Days. Man, they always sneak up on me. It's like, no, it can't be that time of the summer already. Grange Fair, of course, is coming up. Ag Progress Days gets underway tomorrow. Tomorrow through Thursday will be Ag Progress Days. I think we're hoping, the Mad Turtle and I, to make it out on Wednesday for what will be the 49th year of Ag Progress Days at Rock Springs. And... the hours will be 9 to 5 on Tuesday. Wednesday, of course, is the big day. 9 to 7. 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And then again, 9 to 4 on Thursday. All of this, if you go out to Route 45 at the Russell E. Larson Agricultural Research Center. And we like going out to see some of the animals, seeing some of the, we like checking out the insects, and then we love the food. But let's be honest. Driving force for us. But it is amazing seeing some of the technology that is available out there and all of the ongoing changes in the farming community. There are some really neat old tractors out there if you're into that, and we're certainly not tractor experts by any stretch, but we do like looking at some of those older tractors, the antique tractors, and a good time. If you've never been, probably ought to go check that out if you have the opportunity. Again, that'll be tomorrow through Thursday, Ag Progress Days, back here in Happy Valley. And that's always how I know we are truly getting close to the start of school. And boy, we are getting there very quickly. We're trying to, again, squeeze in a bunch of things. Our to-do list for the summer, not a lot of time to get those to-dos done, and we are scrambling to do so, but we'll be able to head out there for a little while on Wednesday afternoon. Take a break here. When we come back, we will check in with Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. Again, a very nice stretch that we're in here locally, but as Scott has pointed out, farmers probably be okay with getting a little rain into the forecast. When will we have a little rain into the forecast? Well, we'll check in again with Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, and we'll see where all the discussion goes this morning. That's part of the fun with Mr. Bastardi. You're listening to Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
It's Let's Talk here on a Monday morning. Again, Mr. Geezy off today. We'll be back with us and raring to go tomorrow. We check in with Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, via the phone line this morning. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Very well. How are you this morning?
Doing just fine. Enjoying this stretch of weather we are in. Had a great weekend with the kiddo, a lot of outdoor activities, and just a lot of fun. This has been a great little stretch here in the Valley of Happiness.
Yeah, it continues overall over the next several days, and this is it for summer, because I think this pattern is going to break next week, and we'll probably have the rest of the month be a bit cooler than normal. But certainly, with the ground drying out the way it is, and all the sunshine, we're having these huge ranges in temperatures. It's getting down in the 50s overnight, getting way up into the 80s to near 90 during the day.
Yep.
I'm sorry about the... It's amazing. I don't usually talk until I talk to you in the morning because I'm working.
Understood.
And despite my age, I usually don't talk to myself yet. So what happens is all of a sudden I start talking to you. I go, where is this stuff coming from? I mean, anyway, when I first started getting the radio, I said, never clear your voice, sneeze, or cough on the air. And I'm like, oh, what the heck? But it's kind of funny because I told my landscaper, I said, we don't need you this week, and it's been 2-3 weeks in a row that, the lawns are turning brown, and it's about time, because we have had a very wet 3-4 months around here. But this is going to be the highlight of the summer, and then next week at this time, it'll be cooling down, and we'll probably be below normal much of the rest of the month, or near to below normal. Hmm. I don't think it's going to get overly wet unless we get a hurricane involved, and that's a possibility after the 20th, because we're going to have a system that's going to be near the Bahamas in about a week. It'll have to make up its mind. The actual pattern looks a lot like 1954 with Hurricane Carol and Hurricane Edna that ran the eastern seaboard. Those of you who follow me on Weatherbell and on Twitter, you know I've been putting up the maps from that as far as the what we call the mean 500 millibar patterns. A lot of people, it's kind of weird that my dad had just a photographic memory of the weather. And he always used to talk about how hot it was around the time of Hurricane Carol, Edna, and Hazel. I said, Dad, it wasn't hot. It was, you remember it was hot because you got married October 12, 1954 in Providence, and it was 90 degrees. It was I believe that was the hottest Columbus Day on record in Providence. But it was quite cool in the Northeast before Carol and Edna hit in 54. And it's really interesting looking at the parallels of the pattern that we have a system that is just across the Cape Verde Islands, and in 7 days it'll be near the Bahamas, and it'll have to make up its mind. Of course, the ones that we really have to worry about usually come up through the eastern Gulf. Eloise, Agnes, Lee a couple years ago. Those are the ones that really dump the rain out here. And I don't think this first one's going to get into the eastern Gulf of Mexico. The other thing that's interesting is European computer model came out for the winter. It's got a cold look for December and January for the United States. So that's something that we're holding in our back pocket. As far as looking down the road here.
Well, I am enjoying that the stretch for sure. right now locally. Joe, there's a couple of stories from the last couple of weeks I'm seeing, and I just every time I see this stuff, I think of you and the. Because there's just no further examination. It's like, well, global temperatures are higher now. I think it was the third highest on record.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Immediately, well, I'm like, well, all right. What was the daytime and nighttime? Like, because of you, now I'm intrigued, and there's no follow up on this stuff.
Here's the thing. When Tonga and the El Nino went off, it spiked the global temperatures to the first and second warmest on record, all right, in the satellite era, all right? So when we've explained this, and these people are just, they're deceptive. The global temperature this July was 0.25 C cooler than last July. Right now, in August, we're running 0.4 C lower. This is the third warmest on record because we're coming off a peak, and next year at this time, it'll be down to 10, unless there's some kind of El Nino goes off, it'll be down to 10 or 15. The warming that just occurred proved it can't be CO2. It has to be the injection of massive amounts of water vapor into the air. Now that that is being sort of washed out and the atmosphere is adjusting to it, temperatures are falling dramatically. They've fallen 0.6 of a degree Celsius against the normals since the beginning of the year. Now, they don't tell you that. They don't tell you that geothermal input in the Atlantic Ocean has dropped off dramatically. But here is what's interesting. There's a whole lot of shaking going on, as you know, in the Western Pacific.
Yep.
And we just saw a big burst of warming go off southwest of Japan. And then a month later, we had the big earthquake go off and all this other stuff going on. Here's the problem. I keep lamenting this problem, and no one seems to give a darn about it. We don't have the data to verify it immediately. All we do is wait for 3-4 months later. So, oh, yeah, look, there was a pickup of hydrothermal activity that put more ocean heat in. And, you know, even that doesn't count. So what's going on is the very source region – the very source region of a lot of this warming, we have no data for. And the only thing you can do is look at the weather and say, well, why did it warm up so much in that part of the ocean but not another part of the ocean? Why did the Atlantic, for instance, sea surface temperatures have a record drop? They're still a little bit warmer than normal, but they had a record drop from last year to this year. And sure enough, 3-4 months later, the data comes in and shows that what we call the mid-ocean spreading zone there that runs from the South Atlantic all the way up into the Central Atlantic. And what happens is we found out that the input decreased. So there's a bunch of things that are going on that they don't talk about. It's almost like, I refer to it as, in football terms sometimes. Suppose you win three games in a row, and you win one by 40, one by 35, and then you win one by 20. Oh, those are the top three games we've won by, you know, X amount of points. And yet the last game you won was more or less, it could be the start of a period of pretty much normalcy, which is what's starting to go on. I do get frustrated. Look, every good piece of propaganda has an element of truth, okay? Go study Alinsky. Go study the way they did it in Germany and in Russia. They weren't completely lying. They told elements of truth, and then they didn't fill in the rest of the picture. So if you're only getting one thing, and you know, people go, oh, how dare you do that? No, that's the strategy across the board. You know, the stuff that's coming out with, Tulsi Gabbard's putting out, I knew that in 2016 because I knew people that knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And now everybody's like, where'd this come from or how did that happen? Yeah, folks, you want to know something? It's your responsibility to dig in, all right? Now, you can't trust everything, but you have to, if you're really concerned about it, if you're one of these people that are really concerned about it, you got to look at everything. Here's what I tell a lot of my friends on the global my side of the global warming issue. As long as temperatures keep rising, you know, they have a they certainly have an argument that, well, maybe CO2 is causing it. And CO2 has to be adding something. The question is how much. Is it worth having top-down controls of the economy over this kind of thing? And what I got mad was, and I wrote in 2022, the spike in the global temperatures was that proved it could not be CO2 because you had two major warming events naturally occur, the Tonga volcano, which put all the water vapor in the air, and the very strong El Nino. So you had the two things there that proved to you it was not man-made warming. And yet they just jumped on that and said, see what's happened?
Yeah.
So that's you're the one that brought it up, so.
Yeah, no, it's because I know now when I read this stuff, I'm like, well, there's no defining explanation of, all right, well, this is what we're seeing, where we're seeing. It's just anytime it's just that general, and then it's the experts weighing in. So there's the general, yep, global temperatures are rising, and then it's followed by,
well,
and this
rising,
means
right.
There's going to be more deaths and destruction as a result.
Do you know that 2025, first six months of 2025, we had the least amount of climate or weather-related disasters on record since they started keeping these records whenever they did. I guess they started keeping it back in the 80s for a six-month period, all right? Do you know that the tropics, the global tropics, especially the Pacific, the Western Pacific, I've been saying this for years, and Dr. John Kerr taught me this, that's the canary in the coal mine as far as the interaction of the atmosphere and the oceans, because that's your biggest buildup of heat, and you could look at what the typhoons are doing and understand where the distribution sources were. It is at its weakest point on record as far as the strength of the storms. We have this thing called the ACE index. They normally average 9 per storm. They're averaging under 4, which is it's just mind-boggling. And that is the most extreme event as far as climate and weather goes right now. The strength of the tropical cyclones and where they're developing, how weak they've been, it's truly astounding if you actually study the stuff. If you want to ignore it, then that's what goes on. And so there are things that happen, that they just simply won't tell you. It used to be when journalists would write a paper, they would always make sure they had the other side of the story, because they knew if they could get people into, arguments or discussions, they would draw more people in, right? But apparently what's happening in journalism today is, well, let's just feed our base so they keep coming back and just forget about looking at the other side. And it's like that in everything.
Or they just what they tell us with this is it's settled science. There is no other side worth considering.
Water freezing at 32 degrees is settled science. If it's settled science, then Trump made a great move in just cutting all the climate funding. If it's settled science, why do we need to keep studying it? Are we studying water freezing or the fact the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west? It's just been a gravy train, and the real shame is that I think valuable research on the weather side of the issue is collateral damage, because NOAA pushed the climate thing so hard that people did not realize how good the National Weather Service is. And so some of the things that I've seen, I don't have official data and no one's really asked me, but from what I'm hearing, there are some very worthy things in academia and in the Weather Service that are collateral damage to what should have been done anyway. It should not have been a carpet bombing of the entire thing, in my opinion. But, I remember, folks, I'm an old tree hugger from back in the 70s, you know. Make love, not war, you know. So I do have a what was a liberal side to me now, although I don't even know if that's considered liberal anymore, you know.
I mean,
everything's changed.
And changed drastically, actually. Joe, before we let you go, give us, again, the upcoming week here locally, just because I like hearing about it. And we have had a couple people asking, you know, we now do need some rain here. When might we see some rain in that forecast?
We're likely to get some thunderstorms on Wednesday. And it'll probably drop a quarter or a half inch of rain. I mean, when you get thunderstorms, I got to tell you, well, let me just tell you this story real quick. So we got some thunderstorms Wednesday. We're dry after that, all right? And overall, the weather pattern's warm the next 5 to 7 days, much cooler next week. Yep. My buddy, Larry, the cable guy, he's my buddy. We're friends. We've been friends for 10 years. He had a flight into Lincoln, Nebraska, right, returning from a gig the other night. So my son's company has this app. I just can't even believe it. I mean, it can predict where lightning's going to occur 6 hours later. I'm just morbidly fascinated with how good it is, because there are lightning detection things, and some of them are good, but this thing. So I told Larry, and said, hey, what about these thunderstorms? I said, my Garrett says, don't. And sure enough, the pilot tried to land in Lincoln, right? And he had to pull out and everything else.
Is that right?
And they wound up at, yeah. And, well, what was crazy was when I looked at the route that they took, I don't understand what they were looking at. You know, we had an incident in Lincoln with the wrestling team way back. And what happened was I saw what the guy was doing. I was like, what? Why are you flying in? We have these bands of snow crosswise instability, and he was flying perpendicular into the bands. You fly in parallel.
Gotta pay attention. Joe, we are flat out of time. What should we do with that there weather?
Enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
That is Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. Scott and I will be back with you tomorrow.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now